U.S. Army Sergeant Kenneth Ross was killed on September 24th along with four others when his Chinook helicopter crashed while on patrol in Afghanistan. First reports indicated it was an accident. 11 days later, the Army said the real cause of the crash was hostile fire from the ground. NPR's Ted Robbins spoke with Sergeant Ross's family in Tucson.
The faces of Ken Ross's mother, father, and sister reflect exhaustion from 2 weeks of crying. It's a contrast from the pictures sitting before them on the kitchen table of a handsome, smiling Ken Ross, a sergeant who served a tour as a helicopter mechanic in Iraq before going to Afghanistan in March. As a mechanic, he did not fly, but his sister Stephanie says,
he'd always wanted to fly, and so he had made friends with this guard unit, and they let him train up, unofficially train, so then when the time came, he could be official.
Ken Ross made it to crew chief. The thing is, he didn't tell his father Dave or his mother Peggy when he started flying.
I had no idea that he had volunteered. That's all there is to it. He never let us know in any way, shape, or form. So I think that's why it became such an incredible shock when someone knocked on my door and told me my son was dead.
He neglected to tell us that because he didn't want us to worry.
It was typical of their son, they say, to not want them to worry, but it was also typical of him to let no one deter him from his goal.
That just was in his personality. And once he had decided that this was what he was going to do, we just needed to support his choice.
Ready! Aim! Fire!
24-year-old Ken Ross received a full military funeral with honors. At his graveside, he was awarded the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star. The Bronze Star is awarded to soldiers in combat, and on that day, Ken Ross's family learned that his death was the result of enemy fire. Since then, they've thought about whether it makes a difference that Ken's death was not an accident.
We know that Ken's not coming back to us, and there is no meaning in that question. I mean, the ceremonies were all very nice, and the Army did a very... has tried to do a very good job of taking care of us, but so far we find little consolation.
His parents say their son, Ken, wanted to be a hero, to help others.
If anyone wanted to honor the sacrifice that our son made, then I think the best thing they could do is just show a little kindness to people in uniform. It's as simple as that.
Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.